the great family in my life was Andy Hardy and the Hardy family and all those MGM movies with Judge Hardy.
Awesome.
As Dad was a judge, and Faye Painter, and there was Aunt Millie upstairs living in, and Ann Rutherford, and Polly, his girlfriend. These people were the people I was brought up with when I was going to the movies, and I wanted my life to be Carversville, USA. But we were brought up, since I was brought up in a very, call it an atmosphere that was never settled. I was the oldest of three kids. My father was an unemployed bus driver, and we moved, because it was the Depression, we moved 10 times in 12 years. I'm not making this up. A lot of people do that. It was really the Jode family, only we did it instead of moving out west in that jalopy with Henry Fonda and Jane Darwell and Charlie Grape, when it was just us getting into a... And one time we had just making it from one end of the block to the other. I remember one time we were moving from one part of Siegel Street in Brooklyn to the next part. We didn't have a... And we moved on a push cart. And so when we finally... Getting back to the question of raising kids, that kind of life was not something I wanted to live again with my own family. I didn't want my kids to ever have to go through that, so I really thought in some strange, crazy, I don't know, mystical way that I would become very rich and famous. But so I married this woman named Aunt Vera, who was the only person who would marry me. She was crazy, too. And when we did have kids, which was many years after we got started doing our act, really, 12 years later, really, the name of the game was, how do you keep going as performers and how do you manage a family? Because, as Ann puts it, we wanted it all. And so we did what we had to do. We schlepped them along from place to place when we started to perform. And during the summers, we would take them to Tahoe, we'd take them to Vegas, we'd take them to Los Angeles, and they were in the pool, and we were playing with the Supremes or Diane Carroll. They were in the pool with the Pips.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had this, they were playing, at Circus, they were gambling at the slots. And they also had a nursery, believe it or not, in Vegas at the time, which they took off. They finally, they ripped it up. They said, we don't need a nursery here. It's ruining the reputation of the town. So all kinds of things were going on. And whatever happened is the osmosis factor, I guess, because they were hanging around all the time. They saw what was going on. They sat in the audiences when we were performing. And they were in the green rooms when we were doing things like shows like Tattletale and He Said, She Said. It just kind of imbued them. Theater became part of their life. So in answer to the question, after a while, they really were part of the business rather than turning them into people who were scholarly and knowledgeable. And they could have been. I know my son Ben at one time. He was going to school, and one day he came in when he was about 15 years old, and he recited all the parts of the body in Latin. I said, well, this kid's going to be a doctor.
Mm.
No, not at all. He picked up the Super 8 camera and started shooting films on the street of New York with all the friends. That's how he became a movie director.
Amazing.
And Bob.